This recording, Benin 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tollway. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental. So this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to tap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and left her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the best diagnosis size. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, ever 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I remember when I was a kid, 7 or 8 years, and there is a traditional happen every year in my mom's village because my mom is a Nago Yoruba. They call it O-R-O. So women have to stay all day inside. They don't go out. They lock them out inside, women in that village. And men goes out. Only men who know the secret goes out. So you don't know the secret, so they consider you like a female, like a woman. Eh? It means that you cannot hold a secret. So if they feel out that you can hold the secret now, then you have to pay like liquor, beans, yam, eh? And the day before, no. Daytime, before they lock women inside, that evening belonged to women. Women, they enjoy themselves, even if they find any men, they can beat the men. You have to accept that beating. And If you want, you can give them money. You can ask for, oh, forgive me, don't beat me, please take this. So they let you go.